Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everybody else who are listening to us. Today is Monday, 12th of October, and here in Orwell, the raining is about to stop after early morning storm with 23 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today predicts times of clouds and sun with a shower or thunderstorm around this afternoon and partly cloudy over the night with temperatures ranging from low 25 to high of 32 with heat index on 42 degrees Celsius. Precipitation on 42% and chance on thunderstorm on 60%. Moon is new, visible on 1%, and the new moon in Libra occurs 5 minutes past midnight, 13th of October. After eclipse season, Mercury retrograde and Venus retrograde, it's time to refocus and find our center. The new moon in Libra generally focuses on areas to do with relationships, how we interact with others, and what we project. In the outer world, Libra is the sign that reminds us to be nice, to be acceptable, to follow the rules of social engagement. Libra is what helps us to compromise and cooperate with each other and to seek agreement. Under Libra, we want to be loved. We are driven to relate and to find our outer world partner to complement our inner self. In our internal world, Libra is about finding our inner other half and maintaining pause and balance. Harmony within ourselves makes for better relationships overall. And as we know, until tomorrow, it's the second extension for the call for the nomination for the membership for the Working Committee and our Council and for participation in the selection process. And as Inge from Resident Assembly Service says, the participatory working group system and the selection process works if we participate actively. It is a privilege and responsibility. And now we have functioning working committee, which needs two new full-time members to continue their work, and the Oral Council needs to be reinforced with four new full-time members. The two groups are working closely together and need the community support for their well-functioning. So, until tomorrow, we can either suggest a Aurelian who has the needed skills and qualities, or we step forward and nominate ourselves for the work position, or simply participate in the selection process. On Saturday, 17th of October, the final list of participants will be published and the feedback process will start. Tomorrow, Tuesday 13, from 4:30 p.m. onward at SIART Teacher Centers, all the teachers are invited to the next conversation on integral education with this week's topic, Education for the Sustainable Waste Management. The conversation will be facilitated by Chandra and Ribu, who have been working on education for sustainable waste management for the last 5 years. From 13th of October, which is tomorrow, until 22nd of October, next Wednesday, Tamil Heritage Center invites us to Ilangarkal Education Center to participate in the celebration of evolution and enjoy the doll show. Artists are welcome to perform their best as an offering to the god and goddesses. It is a festive time to express our gratitude. It will be going on every day from 10 a.m. to noon and from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. For more information, we can contact Sumitra and Anandu at Ilangarkal Education Center on the phone 262-3773. From Wednesday, 14th of October, to Sunday, 18th of October, Bharat Nevas invites us all to Agarbha Dance Festival to celebrate, participate and dance at Sauchu. On Wednesday and Thursday, from 5 to 7 p.m., it will be dance practice. On Friday, from 6 p.m. onward, it will be collective singing open to all to invoke power of Durga. On Saturday and Sunday, from 7 p.m. onward, it will be Garba dance performance by Friends of Pondicherry, followed by collective celebration of dance accompanied by a live music for all. And the last day, Garba dance followed by Dandiya, which is a stick dance. Garba is a dance originated from Gujarat, performed during Navratri, a 9-day festival of goddess Durga. It is also known as Garbi, Garba or Garba Deep. In Garba Deep, the word Garba is a Sanskrit term which means womb and deep means little earthen lamps. Garba is usually performed in a circle around a big lamp or the statue of a goddess Shakti. Garba was traditionally performed around a big garba deep, representing life just as a fetus in the mother's womb. This dance form worshipped the divinity of power of goddess Durga or Amba. Another perspective of the symbolic form of garba is as the dancer move around in circles, making circular movements with their hands and feet. It represents the circle of life, which moves from life to death to rebirth, leaving only the goddess Durga unmoved, unchanging and invincible. Garba is performed in a ring form with circular movements that is quite similar to the Sufi dancers, who too move in a spiral. While the dancer perform in colorful costumes to the rhythm of a dhol or a drum, the men and women look vibrant and full of life in their attires. And we are requested to come in colorful costumes and dance. On Saturday, 17th of October at 6:30 p.m., entry service team invites us to a newcomer potluck at the Elaine Garka School. So all newcomers and interested Auravillians are cordially invited to a second potluck organized by the entry service. They had fun last time, so they're asking you to bring yourself food, music, if you can. And this time don't forget to wash your plate, but don't take them home. And everybody, yes, Auravillians too, please send them a mail to confirm your present so they can do proper preparations. And here's the update from the musical Milidages. The movie was made by Doris and Francis of the musical performance, and it's now ready and it will be showing this weekend. If you would like to see it in the big screen, that is your chance and no tickets required. So on Saturday 17 at 8 p.m. they will screen it at Bharat Nivas, and on Sunday 18 at 4 p.m. they will screen it at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall. After the 18, they will leave a copy at Video Library for you to download if you would like to have your own copy. On Sunday, 18th of October at 10 a.m., White Peacock Clay Club invites all the friends for the opening ceremony of the new classroom. You need to come inspired, and they are at the same place at kindergarten compound opposite of Nandanam. On Saturday, 17th of October, between 10 a.m. to 12:30 and between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., we can participate in a workshop with Bichandi Kulam Forest, Herbal Team, on health management in rainy season with Ayurveda and the use of local herbs. The body comes from a harsh season, summer, when the sun rays and heat have sucked the energy away, leaving the body weakened in its energy and immune system. We will see what the body conditions are that we must look at during this rainy season. What are the daily and seasonal recommendations to prevent any discomfort or disease? Which local plants and vegetables are for use during this season? The workshop will take place in Ecodom in Bichandi Kulam Forest. And here's a note from BCC. Is there a request for those who manage or run activities or services that need to process payments via Aurocard or have lost substantial donations that used to come when guests could sign blue sheet? BCC would like to have an idea of how many activities would like to avail of the Aurocard reader in its present form, and how many activities the present Aurocard readers do not serve the purpose but would rather have something different. Something like a wall-mounted card reader, which does not have to be operated by somebody, but at which the guests could sweep the card themselves and make contributions, donations of certain denominations on their own. When writing, kindly indicate if you are interested in Aurocard reader in its present form or a wall-mounted Aurocard reader, and if you are willing to contribute towards availing of such a unit. You need to send your mail to bccoffice@auroville.org. At Visitor Center Movie Show, tomorrow at 8 p.m. they will screen a Hindi movie, Run Mika Run, which was made in 2013, and it's an Indian biographical sports drama directed by Rakesh Omprakash Mehra from a script written by Prasun Joshi and based on the life of Milka Singh. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, today we will see an Indian drama romance, Let the Heart Beat, made in India 2015 by writer and director Zoya Akhtar. Tomorrow they will screen Ice Forest, made in Italy 2014 by director Claudio Noce with Emir Kusturica. And on Wednesday we can see a cultural documentary, Miles Cunningham, Beeped and Pound Away, which was made in France in 2005 by director Charles Atlas and with the choreographer Miles Cunningham. And a mother wrote, for a happy and effective life, the essentials are sincerity, humility, perseverance, and insatiable thirst for progress. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on auroville.org.